Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting 7th. The catcher, Johnny Blanchard. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Blanchard and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kubek. Hershberger scores. Buford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottel Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Stottlemyre moves to second. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stottlemyre hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubek for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Skourin hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mossy now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Mantle scores. Pepitone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Yankees. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stottlemyre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone juggles the ball. That's an error on Pepitone. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Gary Peters pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields it and throws to second for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Richardson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Maris hits a fly ball towards right. Hershberger catches it and throws to third to double up. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 5-3, Yankees. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Yankees. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh moves to third. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanchard hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Yankees. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Lopez now playing left field. Tom Tresh now playing center field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.